This is the Way of Fairness. I'm making a podcast, and I decided to do this a minute ago. So I got my smartphone, and I turned on the recorder to start recording it. So then I'll transfer it to the website later. So the first thing I hear telepathically, it's coming from some unknown source. This stuff that I hear, I don't think it's the other humans. I think it's minds from beings we can't see, but they make it seem like it's coming from other humans. So I hear it says, slow down. And then I responded with thought, because I'm assuming they're telling me to slow down. So I attack them immediately with vicious thoughts. This is how I do it, because I get them to shut up. I was told to declare war in a dream vision in the early 90s. And so I know I have power, silent power, that's with me from minds we can't see, from beings that we can't see. And I'm staying connected with those beings that give me those dreams. They're silent. They don't really speak to me telepathically. The telepathic thoughts are all lies. Now, maybe there's some, like I have a friend that I think is not like that, but she can't get a thought, not a word in edgewise, because of all the lies that are on that telepathic channel. It's like, let's look at it as being a channel, a particular television channel or whatever, where telepathy is, and there it's 99% lies, so it's not reliable at all. So that's what I hear is, slow down, and I think, and it's telling me what to do, and so I attack it with thought, you know, I tell it to shut up or whatever. And then it says, slow down, John. That's my brother's name. Stephen 1. That's my name. So this telepathic other mind is telling me that it's now on my side where it was on my brother's side. And that fits in with my life story, because I felt horribly betrayed by my family and my brother in the 80s, a long time ago, when I was in my 20s. And I felt this premonition, I suppose, that the powers that be, the people, had sided with my brother John. I had been betrayed. I remember my own daughter went to sleep over she was with her cousins, and I was just devastated from this feeling of betrayal from her. Like she had took his side on the story rather than being loyal to me, her father. So there was issues where my brother wasn't fair to me, and I was thinking that the people would see what had happened and they would be on my side, saying that John was unfair and he shouldn't have done that. That's not what happened. the people sided with the deception, with the lie, and the people that around here where I live betrayed me and supported my brother John. Now there were a few people that knew that I was right, but they're like thinking it's too big for you to fight. It's too big for anybody to fight. It's like we're fighting the power of the devil almighty. But there's not one. But it's like a corruption, a network of corruption in the human mind. Now I'm speculating that it's these other minds that I hear telepathically, they're aliens, they're not human. And I was told years ago in a dream that I was in a meeting in this dream with powerful people, and we had agreed to guide these aliens who had been controlling humans on planet Earth for ages. They had humans under their control. And the aliens were going to agree to stop controlling us. And I was going to agree to be their guide, because they were trapped or they were lost, something like that. And so that's what I'm thinking this is about. So then I had this experience where my son was telling me that I was doing my brother John wrong. And so he turned against me and sided with John. And going back to teenage years and so forth, there was some Satanism involved in the rebellion against the religion. LDS, I grew up LDS. And there were people siding with Judas instead of Jesus, that kind of thing. And then I had a dream where Jesus is working with Satan the two of them were tricking everyone into becoming subjects to one or the other of them. And they are on the same team. And that team is dominate humanity. So, so as I'm making this, I heard telepathically that this is why I won, because every other human has been dominated by this other alien power, and it does have them under control. And so I'm the only one that it doesn't have under control. Now I don't know if that's true or not. I hope not. I hope there's another explanation. My opinion is I'm not the only one, but I might be the only one that's not under their control. Now they have more power than we do, so if they want to make that happen, they can. So then this would be kind of like a an arranged process or test on me, or a process for all of humanity, and there's nothing any human or me, nothing I can do about them running us through this process where everyone else is dominated except for me. And I'm not lucky. See, people would say you're lucky. Well, no, I'm not. It's not about luck. It's because of the choices I've made. It's not fun being the only one on a different team from everyone else. So that's kind of what it feels like. I'm speculating. So whatever is the fact of this, well, it will happen. Whatever happens will be true. Truth is what happens next. I don't understand people wondering what truth is, the ultimate truth or whatever. There isn't one. There's just truth. Truth is what you did and who you did it with. Truth is what you're going to do tomorrow and who you do it with. That's what truth is. Truth is what we do. Truth is what happens. Truth is the weather. That's what truth is. Truth is the explanation for the physical laws of the universe. Like gravity, the understanding of gravity. Gravity is the truth that we're trying to understand. That's what truth is. So, if like my family, they don't have any choice in betraying me because the aliens won't let them do anything else. So that puts me in a different position toward them. See, then in this way, I'm understanding of their predicament so that they can't betray me because I'm expecting that I've already been betrayed as much as possible. You can't betray me any worse. There's nothing anyone can do to betray me any worse than I've been betrayed. And so that's the challenge that I was successful in handling. So, in this way of seeing things, in this understanding that humans are under the control of beings much greater than we are, and there's not anything any human can do about it. So, it's up to them. If I make the right choices, dot the I's, cross the T's, metaphorically, with the decisions I make concerning the way of fairness and making this agreement of worldwide fairness from everyone, for everyone, it won't happen because of me. It will happen because of these greater powers that occupy our universe. So that's what I think is happening. So see, I don't have any power. I can just have ideas, and the power that an individual human being has is very small. You can take the most powerful person on the planet. Say Donald Trump took over and ruled the world. Well, he could have a stroke and it would put him in a wheelchair and he would not even be able to talk. And that would all be arranged by these other beings that have control of our universe. Or Putin. Maybe they don't want Putin to be here. And they can put the idea in the other Russians people's mind to assassinate him or someone. You know what I'm saying? It's like they could take control of some device that they could just end his life in a heartbeat. And so I really don't think humans have much control here. We're given freedom to make choices. So I'm speculating that this is a test.